greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Welcome to the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. We're coming to you on a Tuesday in May. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on since we last talked to you. Andrew, how are you doing?
Kevin, I'm doing great, Kevin. No, it's been about 6 weeks, maybe a little over 6 weeks since we last touched base with the Jayhawk faithful. A lot has happened, to say the least. You, Kevin, you got married to a lovely young lady.
I did. How about that?
I got to speak at your wedding, and I read a lovely little poem.
Yeah, well, do you want to tell the folks at home what the poem was that you read?
Oh, if you want me to. The poem was entitled "You're All I Need to Get By," by the contemporary poet Method Man.
Correct.
And it went over just swell.
I think it went over really well. You know, what are some other things that have happened? Let's see.
You got a puppy.
I did.
A puppy.
Yep. You got
which you've been tweeting about a lot.
Yeah,
which,
sorry. I love puppy pictures.
I'm in the process of moving out of Lawrence after 10 years. I've been here for 10 years.
Wow.
Almost 10 years.
Moving to Kansas City, that's, so not too far.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So lots going on. Tiger Woods won a golf tournament is another thing that's happened.
Like some Game of Thrones has been on. I kind of like that show.
Baseball started.
And
I think we hit the highlights.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I guess that's all we need to talk about today.
And we can close down the contest.
Other than Mr.
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, that fart.
To come to KU.
Oh,
that's right.
That guy.
To Kansas.
All right.
Maple Jordan, or whatever you want to call him. The Canadian LeBron James. The next thing. The next big one.
Yeah.
Decided to come to KU.
Yeah.
You didn't think it was going to happen. I really didn't think it was going to happen, but it happened, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, I put a bet out there with you yesterday, and I took Florida State, and you took the field, and I obviously
crazy
lost.
Bet. I can't believe you made that. You did.
I felt pretty confident. Now, of course, my confidence is grounded in absolutely freaking nothing, which obviously everyone sees now, which – whatever, I don't care. Happy to buy you lunch. Just very happy that Andrew Wiggins has chosen to come to the University of Kansas. Hashtag KUCMB. We are coming to you today with a special edition, pretty much all Wiggins talk. We haven't obviously been potting very much in this offseason, and we're going to get back into it pretty consistently as we gear up for the football season and some more offseason basketball stuff. But we figured there was no excuse. We had to come on and talk some Wiggins. So this is going to be a very Wiggins-specific episode. Hope everyone's cool with that. I think a lot of people still want to talk about it and hear more about it. And I know we do. So this is the first opportunity I've really had to talk to Andrew about it. So we're just going to kind of go with it.
Well, we'll catch up.
Right. So let's talk about the decision itself. Andrew.
Well, let's start before the decision.
Okay.
Let's go through what you were thinking, what other people were saying, just to leading up. So if you don't know, which everyone at KU kind of, or Kansas fans know that recruiting is basically our second sport. Basketball recruiting is our second sport. Other people have football. Other people have baseball. Really, to us, our second season is basketball recruiting.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But a lot of people don't follow it that closely. So let's just catch some people up or maybe provide a little bit different insight.
Yeah, so
Andrew Wiggins was initially a 2014 guy. So he wasn't going to come to college until next year. He decided to change his status to this year. And at that point, the only two schools that were recruiting him were Florida State and Kentucky. Tell us about those two schools and how they recruited him initially.
Well, his parents went to Florida State, so that's kind of the tie-in there. And it was kind of strange how it happened, but basically it just kind of occurred after he reclassified to 13, where he kind of reached out to Kansas and North Carolina. It was It was not even like, you know, Self and Roy were coming on the scene and saying, you know, we're going to bust into this recruitment. It was literally his camp kind of reached out to Kansas and reached out to North Carolina and wanted to get some more folks involved. And at the time, I think a lot of people took that as, oh, you know, he just wants to raise the profile of his recruitment. He's, you know, obviously a number one guy. He wants to get some more blue bloods in there. Between Kentucky and Florida State, that's too boring. You know, I think a lot of people thought that. And maybe I did, too, to some extent, at least early on. So,
Just go back and listen to some of our podcasts where you talk about it. You never – and I don't really know anything about it at that point, but you never really gave us a shot.
No. And I always said we had to get him on campus before I could potentially, you know, think there was a shot at all. And we eventually did. So – once we did that, you know, I think I might have changed my tune a little bit, but I certainly didn't feel confident. And I didn't even feel confident yesterday. So my tune really never changed too much. But, you know, you heard things about how, you know, as I got more along, you learned a little bit about Andrew himself. And you kind of found out, you know, he's not a typical one and done, you know, flashy type of player for all the hype that he was getting. He is, you know, pretty quiet guy. He kind of keeps to himself. He's an assassin on the basketball court, but off the court, you know, he seemed like he was a little uncomfortable with the attention he was getting. I mean, I think he relished in it and enjoyed it to some extent, but maybe didn't enjoy it like, you know, a Julius Randle where he was putting out, you know, blogs every day and buying Rolexes and Burberry watches or Burberry whatever ties, and you know what I mean? So a little bit different. And so you had kind of mentioned, you know, this guy, he's not a normal recruit and maybe he's not a Calipari type of guy. Maybe he's, you know, someone who needs a little bit more of a chill environment, and Kansas kind of fit that bill a little bit. So anyway, so let's fast forward.
We got him on campus.
Yeah. We got him on campus and it was senior night.
And I was at,
No.
It was Texas Tech.
Are you sure?
Texas Tech. Pretty sure it was Texas Tech.
Was that senior night?
That may have been senior night.
Okay, you go.
No,
on.
It was the night where they had the anniversary. They had all the teams come back and walk the floor.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's why I thought it was senior night. Okay, go ahead.
It was Texas Tech. And the field house, like, it was considered a sellout, but it was coming off the Texas game. Coming off the K-State game, so we had just had two high-energy games. And the fieldhouse wasn't rocking. There were some empty seats up in the corners. We had just had a snowstorm, so some people couldn't make it in. It was a sellout, but there's some empty spots, some bare spots. The fieldhouse wasn't, you know, the best, you know, compared to the K-State game and Texas game. And so I thought that it wasn't – we didn't put our best foot forward with him compared to – the Julius Randle visit, a couple games before the Texas game, where everything was perfect.
Yeah,
everything was absolutely perfect. All the NBA guys were there.
College
Mario
game
was there
day.
Wearing a championship. Twins were there. College game day. Everything. It was perfect setting for Julius Randle to come, and just contrast that with the Wiggins deal where it wasn't the best time for him to come.
It was senior night and it was Texas Tech. So we're both right.
But it was senior night?
Yep.
Okay, well maybe I'm just wrong on all this, but I remember thinking when he was there it wasn't the actual 100% ideal spot for him to be in. And I was comparing it to the Julius Randle deal.
Probably because it was Texas Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it wasn't the best, but I think it goes to show you that it doesn't matter. Maybe as fans, we read way too much into that stuff because we did 100% perfect with Randle, didn't work out. Wiggins' deal worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I completely agree. But obviously, Self and company made an impression on Andrew on the visit because shortly after that, not shortly, but pretty soon after that, he kind of shut down all contact with the coaches, all four coaches. In fact, he didn't really have any interaction at all with them. he seemed to be a kid that kind of gathered his information and then, you know, he didn't want to be bothered anymore. Like I said, like completely different than a lot of guys. You know, you hear about recruits that kind of need their hand held all the way through the process, and, you know, they need their coach to send them something every day, you know, a little email or text that says, hey, you know, by the way, we still want you, you know, whatever. He didn't want any of that. So kind of an interesting cat. So I guess let's fast forward a little bit to more recently, even maybe fast forward to last night. What do you say?
Sure.
Yesterday in general, you know, the hype machine is on 11 out of 10. You hear all these rumors, all these pundits are coming out and writing stories because they're getting tons of clicks on their websites because everyone wants to know what's going on with Wiggins. So everybody, I mean, everyone's writing stories, everyone's writing prediction pieces, everyone's writing what happens if so-and-so school gets so-and-so, whatever. So we get a report, or not even a report, but someone tweets out, good old Kentucky Sports Radio tweets out that, quote, Self is telling everybody who will listen that he is getting Wiggins or something like that.
I think you said Kansas coaches, but okay. Either way.
Are telling anyone who will listen. And that was followed, or that preceding that, Jeff Goodman came out and tweeted, and CBS College Hoops writer tweeted, I'm hearing whatever, something that based on things I've heard, I might be leaning toward Kansas. So it was following that tweet. And so anyway, Kentucky Sports Radio, the guy on Twitter, tweets this out. And anyone who's kind of followed Kentucky recruiting for a while and college basketball recruiting in general knows pretty well that Matt Jones, who runs Kentucky Sports Radio, is basically a mouthpiece for the Kentucky staff. He's not a reporter. He has a blog and a little radio show on the internet. Not kind of like you do. Not unlike me, but has a few more contacts than I do, specifically the ear of the Kentucky coaching staff. And so I'm sure he's not listening to this, so I'll go ahead and tell the story. I went ahead and direct messaged him right away because he follows me and I follow him, and we kind of go back and forth with recruiting banter. And I said, bullshit. So I basically said that doesn't sound right at all. And he said, no, you know, people are saying that the media or media reporting, blah, 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 that Self is saying this. And I said, I don't know about that. And then we kind of, next thing you know, like everyone starts to catch on that this guy's full of crap. And basically it's just, I think about it. So the Kentucky coaching staff put out that Self was saying all this, which first of all makes Self look pretty bad. And then I think the point, the goal was when KU did not get Wiggins, it would look even worse. So the spin machine was on full tilt. And anyway, it's kind of funny to see now, especially that we ended up getting him and made him look bad. Or, you know, maybe it was true all along and Self was telling everybody that he was getting him. But I just have a hard time believing that.
It would have been him just telling Kentucky sources because
no, I think he was telling media members who told Kentucky sources. I think that's what his point was. But still, I mean, if you think about it, those media guys all have
you would have thought it would have come from somewhere else, though.
Right.
Like if that was the only spot, like that was the only place it came out.
I understand that.
Not from Jeff Goodman, not from Matt Norlander,
right.
Friend of the podcast, not friend from podcast. Andy Katz. That was it. Like, if you're going to tell someone, you're going to not just tell someone who tells someone.
Well, if it
just seemed a little fishy to me.
If it makes it any more fishy, he did not tell anyone locally, any of the local writers. He did not tell Jason King or Eric Bossy or any of those guys. So if he did tell everyone who will listen, you think he might have told some of those people. But anyway, let's move on from that because it's kind of lame. But I will say that if Bill Self does want a mouthpiece, if Bill Self does want a mouthpiece like Matt Jones for Kentucky, we are willing to take on that role. If you want us to
say
anything,
we'll talk smack on Kentucky, you know, try to get them, throw them under the bus. Baylor, mm-hmm. Do some negative recruiting on Baylor.
Happy to help.
We're up for this. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And really no limits either. I mean, I will say anything you want, Bill. Not going to bother me one bit. So anyway, just keep that in mind. I know he does listen to the podcast. So if you want to, you can just contact us, Jayhawk Talk on Twitter, Naismith Drive on Twitter. We're happy to do your dirty work for you. Okay, so where did you want to go next? I'll let you take it.
Well, I'm just saying at that point in the day, you were pretty down about it, I think. Because you, at that point in the day, you made the bet with me.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be Florida State.
Right. And yeah. I took
advantage of your depression.
Well, I try not to have any depression when it comes to this stuff because I've done you that were
on
too
tilt.
Much.
You were on tilt. Yeah.
Yeah. But I felt pretty confident that it was Florida State and just everything was pointing to that with his parents and with everything else and little just tiny reports. And I read freaking everything. So, you know, I had a pretty broad glance at what everyone was saying. And most people, I think, were also saying Florida State. Some people were saying Kansas and some people were saying Kentucky, but the tide was certainly moving toward Florida State. So anyway, yeah, you made the bet, blah, blah, blah.
And I'm going to address one thing. It seemed like there is a tide. You know, what is this tide we're talking about? It seems like things swished back and forth. Some people were on Kansas, some people were on Florida State, and then it swung to Kentucky, and then it swung back to Florida State. But everything that we've known about this guy and this recruitment is that it's been 100% tight-lipped.
Yeah.
So exactly. What is influencing this tide, this sway, this change of opinion? I'm going to contend that nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing is. Nothing. It's just, oh, no, Jeff Goodman changed his opinion just because he did. And then someone else changes it. And like, oh, the national opinion becomes the tide is changing. Sure. But it's really nothing. It's chasing ghosts. It's there's right. Nothing there. Which well, it just goes to show you how, you know, this is it's another sport. It's the second sport of KU is the recruiting, basketball recruiting, because it's so weird and
strange.
And most of the time, just smoke.
Well,
nothing there.
There's two things to that. One, I totally agree with you because you're on the whims of a 17-year-old kid, which can go either way. But two, normally, these recruiting things, there is news out there. There is knowledge. There's insider information. There's coaches who are talking to media people. There's media people who are talking to coaches. There's something out there. But for this one, which I think we've now shown, it was totally different. Nobody knew. But, you know, like for Randall, for instance, I think people did know. In fact, it was pretty obvious some people knew beforehand. So that wasn't, you know, anyone coming out with reports or whatever. And, you know, some people were right and some people were wrong. And they heard, you know, solid reports. But this one, I completely agree. The tide was fake. But I jumped on it just like a lot of people did. And I was wrong, but I'm glad I'm wrong. So anyway, so let's fast forward to the decision. What do you say?
The decision, which is the exact opposite of the actual LeBron James decision.
Right.
If you have two things, the polar opposite is what Andrew Wiggins did today.
Yeah. So describe what Andrew Wiggins did today. Did he have any news cameras there?
No news cameras. I'm sure some people had their cell phone.
Did he have ESPN there?
No.
Did he have, I don't
hats?
Know.
No hats. Hats?
Did he have hats? Did he have like a slideshow of like the baby pictures growing up in basketball?
No. Did he announce it via Skype like Harrison Barnes?
Did he read poems?
No.
He didn't.
He should have. That would have been fun.
Yeah, that's true. He didn't do anything. He was a family and friends, classmates and teammates, and that's it. He did have a table set up. It had a big Nike swoosh on it that said Huntington Prep. And when we saw the table, you're like, that's a really big Nike swoosh. I still don't think he's coming to KU. And sure enough, he had one reporter there, some guy, I forgot his name, Huntington reporter, who was basically the only one that was going to send out the message to the world. And he did that via Twitter. So kind of interesting, kind of weird, kind of cool, though, at the same time. Did not want the flashy lights. But here's a question for you. So he didn't do this ESPN press conference. Do you think, and I'm going a little meta here, do you think that this was actually more exposure by not doing that? Because he basically broke Twitter. and by doing it this way. He was trending all day. Everything was trending all day. What do you think? Do you think this was actually a even like new world press conference, or just you still think it was?
I think it was. I mean, but I think it was unintentional.
Sure.
He withholds so much. He withholds so much. You don't know anything. You know 0%. And all of a sudden, you go from 0 to 100%, don't know, no, in a matter of one tweet. And you have four pretty big fan bases latch on, sure, you know, waiting to hear it. You have Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, and Florida State, which is, you know, still a big school, a lot of sports fans there. So, and not just those four schools, but everyone else, because this is kind of a transcendent player. Everyone had kind of known this guy's name. Mm-hmm. So you have everyone looking for it. It's not on ESPN, but it's the reaction is going to be completely on Twitter, because right, that's where people are. So
kind of cool.
At that point in the day, you had 6 out of the 10 trending topics Andrew Wiggins or KU related. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to say that that's a big deal. Like, people take screen caps of it. And it's like, oh, look, this is crazy. I don't think it's a big deal. But he certainly captured America's attention, at least in this medium today. And it didn't matter that he didn't do the press conference on ESPN, because ESPN broke in, mm-hmm, or at least from what I didn't watch, but from what I've been told, with breaking news, Andrew Wiggins chooses Kansas.
Right.
For a reaction, let's go to this expert. So, mm-hmm, I mean, they covered it their way. But I think it's kind of, I'm trying to think of an elusive type Hollywood character, like a Howard Hughes. You know, he holds so much information back that it makes him more interesting.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
One of those types of characters. Not necessarily a recluse, but because there isn't anything, you almost build it up more in your head, because your imagination runs wild with what's really going on.
I agree. It was certainly interesting, kind of cool. Okay, so where were you when the tweet came out from the reporter who I can't remember his name?
I was sitting in my office writing a legal brief, and okay, I saw that it was approaching 11:15. I grabbed my phone, which I had been charging just to make sure it was good to go. And I think the tweet happened pretty early.
Early.
11:11. Mm-hmm. Earlier. But I think what happens there is that when you're not on ESPN time, you can do it whenever you want to do
right,
it. You don't need to wait for the cameraman to say, go ahead, son.
Right.
You can do it whenever everyone's seated in the gymnasium. Everyone's seated at the table. It's not, you know, you're not beholden to the producers at ESPN. So,
right,
I mean, it's not a surprise that it was not exactly at 11:15.
Well,
it surprised
me. Because, go ahead, finish yours.
Well, I was just going to say, but I saw it early, and you know, you get the initial tweet, and then you get kind of the calm before the storm, and then you get the explosion of everyone freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the calm is the 15 seconds it's taking people to type in their response to it.
Right. Exactly.
But I mean, when you're and on Twitter time, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in between. So it's kind of a new world to experience information like that. But it was certainly fun. I thought it was fun.
I got up from my desk at 10 after, and I used the excuse. I mean, I can do whatever I want, but I kind of went to the bathroom, you know, whatever, just to go to the bathroom. And then I came out, turned on Twitter, literally as I was walking out of the bathroom, I just washed my hands and looked down at my phone and refreshed. And the very first tweet was that guy saying Kansas. And I even looked down. I'm like, it's too early. Is this real? Like, is this a fake account? And I looked down.
Oh, hey, no, that's the thought I had too. This is too early. Did someone jump the gun, and are they trying to fool me here?
Right.
That's
right.
The same thought I had.
Because I had all plans to like go outside and kind of hang out for a few minutes just to not be around anybody. And sure, like right outside the office, I see it and I looked down. I'm like, and then, you know, I saw the reaction coming in, and my first reaction, like you said, here's what I do to combat that 15 seconds. I generally tweet something like, oh my, or whoa, or just like an exclamation mark, you know, like something real quick. So you're like almost first, and then you follow it up with
typical, The typical wow, period. Wow. Just exactly. Wow, period.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So anyway, my first tweet was, oh my, period. That was it. And then followed up with a bunch of capitals and curse words and whatever else. But I actually tweeted out recently, just a little bit ago, asking KU fans what they were doing when they heard the news and got some funny responses. You want to hear some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's one from at Keith Canfield on Twitter. He says, I'm not allowed to wear hats to work, but today I said, fudge it. It's Wiggins Day. I wore my lucky KU hat and boom, you're welcome. Kind of like that one.
Thank you, Mr. Keith.
Keith, yeah, that's good. Garrett Neese says, I walked away from my cubicle and called my mom. My hands were shaking the whole time. That's pretty good. Here's one. I was listening to Kentucky Sports Radio. The guy that we were talking about earlier. He says, the pre-announcement buildup by Big Blue Nation was priceless. They had already said the team would be the greatest of all time. So there's someone who was actually listening to a little Wiggins coverage leading up to it. Let's see. Let's go find another one here. I can't find the one I'm looking for, but basically it was this kid. I don't know, obviously probably a high schooler. He said, I was in social studies class and I wasn't supposed to look at my phone, but I risked detention to look at my phone and I'm sure glad I did. I'll have to find who it is, but glad to see there's some kids in detention or in middle school that are on Twitter. That's kind of scary.
Willing to sacrifice detention. 15 minutes after school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't detention so 1980s? Do kids still get detention?
I guess so, yeah.
Or they take away their phones or something now, something more meaningful.
Wait a minute. So I tweeted out that Santa hat you were wearing, and now people are saying that you have more credibility than me because you're wearing the Santa hat, and that's why I'm buying you.
Well,
lunch.
First of all, I do have more credibility than you do.
I'm going to stop looking
at
Twitter.
That is an absolute fact, and my Santa hat is pretty cool.
Yeah, for the folks at home.
Kansas. Although I did take it off because it's really hot.
Andrew was wearing really a KU Santa hat and said it's Christmas today. So, he's putting
Kansas.
It back on. He's putting it back on. There it is. All right.
It was really hot.
Yeah, looks hot. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit to Self's reaction. We started getting pretty immediate response from Self because the letter of intent came in so he can start commenting on the recruits. And he said, quote, we never had an idea which way he was leaning, end quote. So he goes on to say that he found out pretty much the same time that we did. Kind of interesting. Like, I could just imagine him, like, his feet up on his desk, looking at his cell phone, his KU-issued BlackBerry, sitting back, like refreshing Twitter, like sitting there, and then sees it's Kansas.
You know what?
It's
forcing those guys to get on Twitter.
Exactly.
It's making this Twitter thing a legitimate medium that people need to pay attention to.
Exactly.
Because, like, if he would have had, he has Twitter, but I'm sure he didn't know, like, how to do it, get on his computer to figure out how this was going down.
Yeah.
He's learning. Him to learn.
He did say on an interview with Danny Parkins today that he wasn't actually on Twitter. It was someone who was telling him. So he had
right.
a minion
well,
that was
probably true, yeah.
refreshing for him, I think. But whatever. I like my story better. That's another thing. Bill, if you need a minion to refresh Twitter for you and give you reports, Andrew and I are willing to do that too. That's something we are happy to do. What do you got there? You got a little basketball?
Yeah, I'm just playing a little basketball because it's Christmas in Kansas.
Is that the Coors Light basketball we got in Vegas?
Yes.
We got nice. Vegas. Okay.
It's a good little play around. It's a good house ball, as I call it.
Hmm.
My mom used to say, no balls in the house. But this one, because this is my house,
uh-huh.
I can have a ball in the house.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. So why do you think he chose KU? I want to hear your little probably 1 minute narrative on why you think he chose KU, the relationship with Self, their attitudes. And I'm going to go down the hall and get a beer while you're doing
okay.
this. Because I'm
okay,
literally,
so,
let me set this up. I'm at a Marriott Courtyard property in Des Moines, Iowa right now. And I'm literally a, like right down the way from the beer. So I'm going to go get a beer barefoot and I'll be right back.
While okay, this so is going leaving, on. You're leaving the whole podcast in my hands for
like a minute and a half, like a minute.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay. And I'm not going to listen to what you say until afterwards, because that's too much work. So good luck. Okay. Tell the folks at home why you think you chose KU and talk about whatever you want. I'm going to go get a beer. I'll be right back. Okay.
This is awkward. I don't know how to do. Okay. So I will tell you what I think. I think that this is a lesson in somebody getting rewarded for doing the right thing, for running a program, running recruitment thing the right way. Bill Self has never been a guy who's going to get in bed with the shoe companies, who's going to get in bed with Jay-Z and Drake and Rihanna and give a championship ring to Drake and play those types of games. Have their guys go on TV to do these recruitment or to do these announcement deals, to dress them up in Burberry before the announcement. Bill Self has never been that type of guy. And I think that this is one of those occasions where Bill Self's personality, and that he doesn't like to do that type of stuff, doesn't have the 2 million Twitter followers that Calipari has, doesn't play that game, when that personality really plays into who Andrew Wiggins is as a person. Because I think that they mesh really well. It seems to be, just from what we've learned about him, that Andrew Wiggins is much the same way. Doesn't like the weird spotlight like that. Not necessarily the spotlight, but the manufactured spotlight, where you're kind of going out of your way to say, hey, look at me, I'm so awesome. But he kind of lets his performance do the talking, just like Bill Self does. He wins championships, wins 9 in a row Big 12 championships, won a national championship, lets his – Kevin's coming back. He's going to miss this glorious spiel. There's
what's going
on? Hold on, I'm about done.
I gotta put my headphones on.
Hurry up. Okay, so what? And to conclude it, I'm just gonna say that this is one of the times when doing things the right way, not saying, "Hey, look at me," benefited. When you do the right thing, it's gonna work out sometimes. And in this time, it worked out because we kind of met up with the guy who feels the same way.
I agree. I agree with everything you just said. I'm just gonna sort of agree. So let's move on, because
that was a great. You just missed a great.
I know you did.
Piece of analysis.
I knew you'd
be great. I've gotten like 3 texts from radio stations saying, "Hey, you should come do stuff for us," and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that."
Okay. I knew you'd be great at it. That's why I left the podcast in your able hands.
Jim Rome came. He just texted me. He's like, "Hey, this guy, I need to put this guy on my radio show."
Is that what he did?
Yeah. I turned him down.
I thought you might. All right.
No, so basically what I said was is that they Bill Self and Andrew Wiggins are kind of the same type of personality, right? Because they
laid back.
Don't they let the spotlight come to them. They don't seek out the spotlight.
I completely agree with you. But hey, we got to look at this. It's 33 minutes in. We have not talked about Andrew Wiggins' game yet. We got to talk about what he brings to the table, some things that he can do that other people can't do. What do you say we talk about Andrew Wiggins' skill set? What do you think?
So basically you're saying our scouting report of his YouTube videos.
Correct. And what other people who have watched him live think.
Okay. And McDonald's All-American. We've seen that.
Correct. And Nike, whatever, and
some other stuff. Hoops Summit.
Whatever. So everyone says that he is pretty interesting player because he's kind of, he maybe doesn't have a set position. He's 6'7", 215. He can play multiple positions. He can probably play the 2 through the 4. In fact, he might even play some 4 for KU. It's kind of an interesting thing to think about. Some comparisons that people have been throwing around. I always like comps because usually they're to people who are way better than, so here's what you do. I'm sure you've heard this. He's a poor man's so-and-so. I always like that one. That's my favorite, because then you can just say, you
know,
anybody.
I always like when people do the rich man's. You know, they go up. Never works that way, but
right. So, but no, anyway,
you can do it with this one.
Yeah, Bill, in this one,
Bill Self compared him to Darren Hancock, former KU player. I would say he'd be a rich man's Darren Hancock.
Very much so.
Darren Hancock, Garden City Bronc Buster, Junior College Player of the Year. He was the player who captured my heart when I was 5 years old.
I was going to say, probably. It's probably 20 years ago.
I think I was five. Yeah, around there. But so he could be the rich. I mean, that's a weird comparison that Bill Self made.
Well, I think he was saying
recall the name Darren Hancock.
He was saying it because of his athleticism, because Darren Hancock could jump out of the gym. And I think he's saying that that Andrew Wiggins has elite athleticism, sort of like Darren Hancock, who, by the way, could only dunk. That was his only skill set. But he was really good at it.
You're saying that's something. Are you saying there's something wrong with that?
Not at all.
There's nothing wrong with what you just said.
I just remember when he got drafted in the first round, I was like, really?
It was second round.
No, it wasn't. You look it up while I go on to talk at it. I'm saying first round, like in the 20s. All right, prove me wrong. I'll bet you lunch on this too.
That's a big wager to go from Andrew Wiggins' decision to Darren Hancock drafts.
Do you want to bet it or not? Don't look.
Yes.
All right. I could potentially be off of lunch. All right. This is good.
No, you're still doing it. You still own me.
So we're just going to pay for each other's lunch.
Round two, pick 38 overall by the Charlotte Hornets.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I was over at the Community College basketball coach's house for the draft party at that point, when I remember we were disappointed that he didn't make it, and then the draft kind of tapered off in the second round. Everyone's disappointed, and then it happened, and everyone's like, yeah, that's a great story. But that's, I'm recalling memories like that that you don't have. That's why I just won two lunches from you.
Now, this is starting to get out of hand. All right, whatever. All right, moving on from Darren Hancock. Some other comps he gave was Tracy McGrady. Some folks have said Dominique Wilkins. Now, these are pretty good players. And if he is Tracy McGrady in the league or whatever, that's pretty good, because he was like a 7-time All-Star. What do you think of those comparisons? Do you agree with those? Do you see anybody in your mind that he kind of compares to?
I don't know. He's kind of a different type of player. I don't know if there's one guy I can point to and say, like, he looks exactly like this, or he plays exactly like this guy. But, I mean, I'm not going to say this LeBron comparison is getting out of hand, but I would say that it's similar in that he can play a lot of positions and probably has the potential to guard a lot of positions.
Yeah.
How quick he's going to be, how athletic he's going to be. Now, that's going to have to come along under Bill Self. Like, he's going to have to learn how to defend these top tier guys. Like, he's probably he might have to guard Marcus Smart next year. Like, that might be his spot. Like, it'll be him or Seldon, but you think that it would probably be Wiggins just because of the athleticism. They're similar height, similar build. But
no, that makes sense.
So I think that the LeBron comparison is similar in the sense that very versatile, can be at any spot on the floor and be effective.
To me, the LeBron comparison ends there, and people saying LeBron, I think, are saying it for two reasons. One, what you just said, and two, because he's the most hyped prospect since LeBron. And I think that started to morph into he's the next LeBron, and I don't think that's fair. He could be the next, you know, I don't know, even if he's the next close to Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant type thing. I mean, that's really incredible. That's super high. And even if he's not there, he's still not a bust. I mean, those guys are perennial all-stars, and I'm not saying that Wiggins won't be an all-star, but anyway, so let's move on from the comps. I think he's equal parts Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Jesus. All right. So his strengths.
That's the best comparison we've had. That's just end it there in your conversations.
let everyone know that that's the definitive comparison.
We could probably end the podcast there, but let's keep going. We made it this far.
End on a high note. End on a high note, Kevin.
I got a beer now. I'm ready to go. What are you drinking? Is that like coffee?
What are you? It's tea.
Oh, okay. Okay, so some more strengths. He's a matchup nightmare. He's got elite athleticism, as we discussed. A lot of people say his first step it's just like when, you know, he's being guarded one-on-one, it's just unfair. Like, he can just get by anybody. He's got a crazy spin move in the paint. He's a slasher. He's got elite finishing ability at the rim. He's got a good mid-range game. He can kind of spot up from that free throw line and in really well. Probably needs to work on the three-point range. Once he develops that, pretty much unstoppable on the offensive end, because you'll have to respect it. A lot of people have talked about his potential to be an elite defender. He's got 7 foot wingspan. And like we discussed just a few minutes ago, when he wants to be, he can guard anybody. And there was a story that came out from the McDonald's All-American game and some of these other, you know, some of these other, showcases, where he asked the coach, cause he wanted to guard, Jabari Parker. He's like, I want to guard Jabari, or I want to guard Randall, and he actually was saying those types of things. So when he, I guess the point is, when he wants to go out and face the best. So kind of cool to think about him maybe facing off against the other team's best player and having someone, maybe not as big of a loss after losing like someone like Relaford, where we kind of put him on the best player a lot. So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it as far as his game goes. Do you have anything to add there? Before we move on,
he can dunk.
He can really dunk.
Yeah, he can dunk just like Darren Hancock can dunk. He can dunk. If you haven't, well, that's my one contribution to this. But if you haven't seen it, go check the McDonald's All-American dunk contest that Andrew Wiggins was in. He did I can't even describe it.
Hang on.
Behind the back.
Just tell the people to pause the podcast and go look right now. We'll wait for you for 3 seconds. Okay. No, hopefully you've checked out the video if you haven't already, because it's amazing.
I can't even tell you what it is.
It's like a behind the back 360.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it, but it's more than that.
Yeah.
That description is not enough.
Yeah. I agree.
Go watch it. It's not meant to be spoken about. It's meant to be
experienced.
Fully consumed by your eyeball holes. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so what does this mean for KU? I think that's a big subject that everyone's kind of turned to now after, you know, the dust is cleared and everyone's starting to realize that this guy is coming. What does that mean for KU? And I think the first place to start is expectation-wise. Coming into the year, we lost 5 starters. We lost a bunch of scoring. We lost guys who had, you know, been amazing players for KU, and Jeff Withey and Ben McLemore and Elijah and Travis and Kevin, and all these guys that had, you know, put in a lot of work and had really been great players for KU. Where does this put us now with these new players coming in? And I think a lot of people thought that KU was probably going to be a top 20-ish team
right.
Without Wiggins.
I think the expectations were top 20-ish, competitive for the Big 12 championship, right, but not necessarily the favorite and not necessarily, you know, a likely, you know, likely to continue the streak.
And,
competitive.
Right.
But
exactly.
Not quite there. I mean, it could be the year it ends.
And maybe not a Final
but
Four caliber team.
Today, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And
Final Four possibility, but not quite.
Yeah.
But I think that's all out the window now. I think it's Final Four is a legitimate expectation, at least national championship type contender. I think top 10, top 5-ish is what we should be, is an expectation as far as preseason. And I think definitive, a front runner for the Big 12, I think, is the expectation. All that changed with one player.
Yeah, I agree completely. We have now the player that can come in and be, as Self put it, the alpha dog, the as Self also put it, the assassin, the one guy that we have that no one else has that we can go to, who's going to get us a basket when we need it. And we didn't really have that. I mean, Seldon, for everything that he is, and is a phenomenal basketball player, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch. He may not have been that quite of a go-to guy yet, and he might have developed into it. Who knows?
His freshman year, right.
Exactly. But we have now that guy who's going to really take us to the next level in Wiggins. And I completely agree. I think it overnight turns us into a top five caliber team, a Final Four caliber team, and really changes everything about what we thought for next year. It's weird to think about, but we lost all five starters, and there's a potential that our team got better. Is that, I mean, I don't want to put those kind of expectations on because last year's team was great, but there is, at least from a talent level and on paper, this team could be better than last year's team after losing all five starters, and that's just crazy to think about.
I think so, too. I mean, it remains to be seen about whether that comes through. We have no idea how a group of freshmen can perform together who've never been around each other.
Right.
You know, certainly have known each other, but you just never know. But realistically, that's a conversation that can be had. It's not out of the realm of possibility that this team is way better than this. That next year's team is way better than this year's team. It could happen, even though, you know, it's a lot younger team, but it's got a lot more upside than what we've had.
Correct. I completely agree. I think that's the exact way to put it. If people reach their ceilings, this team is really special. And it'll be interesting to see how it all gels because, I mean, Kentucky's a great example this year. They lost all their starters, brought in a stellar class, and just never had it. It was an attitude thing. It was obviously an injury thing with Noel. But, you know, I think Self has the ability to really bring people, put them on the right, put them all together on the same page and really manage personalities well. And that's going to be really important next year. That's why he's making the big bucks. And to those people out there who have said,
which by the way, after today, we're not paying him enough.
Yeah, I agree.
You're saying he makes big bucks. We're not paying him enough money to do what he does.
Yeah. He needs another raise, even though he just got a raise, just give him another raise. But to the people that have said like, you know, Bill Self doesn't play Calipari's game. Bill Self doesn't bring in all these one and dones. Bill Self is not a freshman oriented, you know, teams can't win titles. That's who the hell we are next year. Our team is going to be a freshman oriented team. And now that it's happened, like everyone's all cool with it, but you got to admit, I mean, this is a very Kentucky-ish looking team next year, which I guess we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun, but
You've got a junior point guard who's a Self guy.
I get it.
Nate Deer's not going to play in the league, but he's there's subtle differences. And you've got Perry Ellis who got some experience coming back.
Well,
I totally agree.
And to be candid, Self needed this class because we have seven open scholarships and we needed to fill a whole lot of holes, and I couldn't be happier with the guys that he's bringing in. I really wanted Randall, but getting Wiggins is just makes it so much better, and Embiid's going to be a player. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how they all come together. Let's move on to like what this means for Self, since we kind of started hinting at it. And there is a legitimate beef out there, which is just grew even stronger between Self and Calipari. Off the record, people have said that they don't like each other. More so even growing that they don't like each other. Like we've heard Self and Scott Drew don't like each other. I guess Calipari is starting to take over that. They don't like each other at all. And I think you can see that.
Which surprise, surprise. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's true for a lot of coaches with Calipari.
Well, and two personalities that are pretty different, but are both extremely competitive in their own ways. Calipari plays the game pretty well. He goes out there and does Twitter, and he was sub-tweeting today about come to Kentucky and you get national championships, or you graduate or you go to the league. Anyway, he's all over Twitter. He's all over the news. He's all over every, he tries to put his face in everything. Self's a whole lot more laid back, but on the inside, both guys could not be more competitive. And so in this recruiting trail, like you and I were saying, there's two sports at KU. For the coaches, recruiting is equal to the games. I mean, if you don't have the talent, you can't win. And on high major Division I teams like Kentucky and Kansas, recruiting is everything. So these two have obviously been facing off a lot against each other for the same guys, and Kentucky's been winning a lot. But it was very cool to see Self get a very, you know, high prize here in Wiggins versus straight up versus Calipari. So
I didn't want to interrupt you there because you were kind of rolling. But did Calipari really do that little subtweet?
Mm-hmm.
Real?
That was a thing.
That's pretty 13-year-old girlish.
Yeah.
Type move.
So is telling your mouthpiece that Self is telling everyone that will listen that he's getting Andrew Wiggins.
Note to Bill Self, if you need someone to passive-aggressively subtweet for you, Kevin and I can certainly fill that role as well.
All in.
Open invitation. Mm-hmm. Just an open invitation. Throwing that out there. Mm-hmm. Feel free to latch onto it. Do whatever you want. Maybe just like on a freelance basis, like if you need a subtweet just for like a specific occasion directed mm-hmm. towards a person, you know, we can help you out.
Totally.
Yeah, just for a nominal fee. Yeah.
You don't even have to pay me. Okay, so.
But seriously, just real quick, I think that this sets up a Self Calipari possible matchup. Not necessarily the national title, but how crazy would that be?
Oh, man.
You know, I think that Kansas with this team is still young, but along with a couple others like Michigan State and Louisville, sets up to challenge Kentucky, I think.
Yeah, and this
can be a legitimate contender with that team. Like, we're not going to just hand the trophy over to Kentucky. It's not going to be like everyone had said 6 weeks ago, where we don't even have to play the season.
Everyone in college basketball wanted Wiggins to go anywhere but Kentucky, because you just, like, if you give him this guy too, I mean, it's just going to be silly. It was good for college basketball that he went elsewhere, and probably good that he went to KU, because Florida State probably would not have been a contender even with him. But Kansas is, and North Carolina is either way too. So I don't know. I'm really happy that he came here, and very happy that he's not at Kentucky. I think this also puts some of those commenters out there about Self's recruiting, puts those things to bed. Before this class, he hasn't had great classes. They've been good classes, but he's just missed on some guys. And so I think people are starting to get a little concerned about recruiting. Obviously, that has been put to bed with this class and with Wiggins. Also, the old Nike versus Adidas keeping recruits away story is also a little bit put to bed. And I am guilty of this. I thought that he was going to a Nike school. Obviously, the other three schools are all Nike schools, but his AAU program is Nike. His assistant coaches, or his AAU coach, is Nike. His prep school, Nike, and everything that he wears is Nike, and everything I've ever seen. So I don't know. I just thought that not necessarily he was like, I want to go to a Nike school, but the folks around him might have pushed him there. Because let's face it, he's a $100 million franchise waiting to happen. I mean, he's legitimately going to make $100 million in the NBA for a shoe deal and for anyway. So it just to me seemed like there was too much to lose that Nike was going to go all in. But anyway, he could still sign with Nike.
I hope someone signs him like LA Lights, or, you know, some off brand that really revitalizes that company. Kind of like Mario Chalmers thought he was when he signed with Spalding.
Oh yeah.
He's like him and Jimmer Fredette are the only two who rock Spalding. They're the only two repped Spalding guys. That's amazing. Mario was thinking like, I'm bringing Spalding back. Hope he takes someone like LA Lights or I don't know those other ones. But
yeah, I got nothing.
You know.
I do. No, I'm with you. I hope he does too. That's awesome.
Doc Martin. He brings Doc Martens back in a big way.
I hope Doc Martin makes basketball shoes. They have like really thick soles on the bottom, like rubbery.
Yeah. You can play basketball and then go do a little hike.
Hacky sack in the back. Okay, so he also, I think maybe the biggest thing against Bill Self on the recruiting circles and in some of the media circles is that kind of strange that for all the guys he's recruited that have been blue chip recruits and for all the guys that he has set, you know, sent to the league and has been drafted, we really don't have an all-star. We don't have a KU player that's in the NBA that Bill Self developed and sent to the NBA in 10 years. And what that's with championships and Final Fours and all this stuff. It's just kind of surprising if you think about it that we don't have, like, the best guy in the NBA under Bill Self was probably Chalmers. And that's kind of an indictment if you are a top five recruit that's thinking about going to Kentucky or Kansas. You are crazy if you think that Kentucky isn't bringing that up, isn't saying, hey, look, Kansas doesn't have anybody in the NBA that's any good. Tell me the last player that went to Kansas that's in the NBA. Can you think of one? No. So having these guys like McLemore and Wiggins go into the NBA and be awesome, which I'm fully expecting them to, is only going to be great for Self because he can finally get that monkey off his back. And like we were talking about earlier, there's a chance that KU is going to have the number one draft pick for two straight years if McLemore is drafted number one, because Wiggins is being drafted number one next year.
Whether, and then who knows the year after that if Embiid, we need to learn how to say his name.
It's Joel Embiid.
Embiid? No, yeah. Not Eid? Okay.
Nope. Embiid.
There you go. Embiid, if he sticks around, he's got a potential to be, you know, high pick. Same with Seldon if he sticks around. So right. we've got a couple years of legit dudes going to get drafted.
Yeah, and that's so awesome. Like, I'm not a big NBA guy, but I can't wait to watch some of these guys. I can't wait to watch McLemore in the NBA. Because he's just going to get better and better, and it's going to be so fun to watch. And it'll be great for Self because he can get rid of that narrative. One thing that we should probably say is on Self's little video thing he did today, he said, hopefully we're not done yet adding to this class. That is probably a reference to Tariq Black, the Memphis power forward who is actually in Lawrence today on his visit. So kind of crazy day to visit with the whole Wiggins thing and everything. So that would be interesting as well if we add him to the mix and he will be able to play immediately for 1 year, that senior transfer thingy. So anyway, Andrew, what do you think of this Andrew Wiggins addition? Tell me, like,
first of all, got a great first name. Got a great first name. He fits along with the Andrew White themed Andrews succeeding, or at least being awesome at Kansas. Andrew White has a ways to go, but love when an Andrew comes. That's my main point, but I think it's going to be a fun season. And, you know, I was always going to renew my season tickets. It was always going to happen no matter what, but this just kind of made me go, I better do this pretty quickly because it's going to be a big year. You know, I think that people are going to want to see this guy. I think I heard on the radio today, I think Kevin Keatsman was saying that the biggest star in Kansas City, sports star, is going to be Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
Not Jamal Charles, not Billy Butler, not any of these guys. The biggest star in Kansas City, sports-wise, is going to be Andrew Wiggins. Everyone's going to want to see this guy play, and, you know, you got to do what you can to see him, and it's going to be exciting. Even if we don't win the whole thing, we've got a chance to. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah,
and it kind of kickstarts everything back up again. You know, you had all these seniors go through, and the program was kind of continuing to push on. These guys were coming, and then we had five guys leave. This class sets everything up again for the next, you know, hopefully next 10 years.
I completely agree. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. This class coming in is young. The team's going to be young. It's going to be really intriguing to watch and to comment on watching this team get better throughout the year because they probably will have some growing pains early. The schedule sets up really difficult. It's one of the toughest schedules I can remember us having on the non-conference season. So they'll get some early tests, and it'll be interesting to see how they treat those, and we'll kind of get an early taste and to see what we got with these guys. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. So excited that Andrew Wiggins Join the University of Kansas, hashtag KUCMB. We will be coming back to you guys probably very soon. We are going to bring
some... We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, like you just said, it's kind of revitalized everything.
Stuff we didn't cover today. We didn't talk about football at all. In the meantime, we've had the spring game. We've had a lot of KU football news that we'll need to get everyone caught back up on. Joe Dooley left. Our favorite assistant coach is no longer with us. He's now with Dunk City. That's something we didn't even talk about. So we're going to have to talk about – maybe we'll talk about Dooley's legacy, how everyone loved Dooley, and who's going to fill his spot if we don't know by then. Hopefully,
yeah, that's true.
We'll find out fairly quickly. And then possibly a rumor of Doc Sadler going to be an assistant coach in Iowa State. So we could be filling two spots on that staff. And then, of course, we have one scholarship left. So there's a lot to talk about, even though there's not a lot of sports going on. So we'll be back soon.
I know that Self
to cover all that stuff.
I know that Self listens to this podcast. So, like we've said before, if you want to give Andrew and I, the director of basketball operations and assistant coaching job, we're willing to do that too. Like, we'll take any role that you really want to, like, you know, just throwing that out.
As far as I could tell, Doc Sadler's role was to hold a clipboard and to do sweet handshakes with Ben McLemore. I can do that. I can come up with great handshakes, and I can hold a clipboard probably better than anyone.
You can do that. You lived next door to Doc Sadler, didn't you?
I haven't seen him in a while. Though.
For the folks at home, Andrew actually lives next door to Doc Sadler.
He's my neighbor. He's my direct neighbor.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get out of here. We're over an hour. That's a long time to talk about Andrew Wiggins, but it was worth it because we were both freaking jacked. We will catch you next time on the Jayhawk Talk podcast. Thank you for listening. You can find me at Jayhawk Talk on Twitter. You can find Andrew at Naismith Drive. You can contact the show via Twitter or email, jayhawktalk@gmail.com. Please go on iTunes and give us a rating. Give us some stars, and we will catch you next time. Rock freaking chalk. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans. Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing, with no team that's interfering, nine times get the cheering, with them banners held high, and the crowd going wild, night before the Final Four, you can't even sleep now, yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan. I ain't even gotta really say it. This
one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock, Chuck, Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock, Chuck, Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks, Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawks.